33. Reconfig.
Warden?
3D said.
They're ready for you.
Finishing her coffee, Siddiqui rose from behind her desk and directed her attention to the bank of holoscreens overhead. The monitor on the far right displayed the guards' ready room, where a group of Cog Hive 7's off-duty COs, 9 in all, were gathered around a long table. Some of the men stood silently or leaned against the wall. Others sat upright, nursing tumblers of Rancor aid, casting anxious glances at the hatchway. Even out of uniform, the men had a visible tension that seemed to radiate from them in waves.
Warden?
The droid prompted.
I heard you,
Siddiqui said distractedly, not taking her eyes from the screen. She'd called the meeting 2 hours earlier, switching out the second shift duty roster at the last minute to ensure adequate coverage throughout the gallery and the cells.
Do me a favor and raise the temperature in there by 5 degrees.
May I ask why?
I'd like them to see them sweat a bit.
She turned back to the droid. Have you reached my brother yet?
Master Blur is not in his quarters, nor is he in the data center. In all honesty, I have no idea where he might have gone.
Keep trying. She glanced at the chrono. We're only 2 hours away from the next match. I'd like his input on the combatants.
Combatants?
3D swiveled around to face her.
Respectfully, Warden, weren't we specifically ordered by Gaming Commissioner Chloris to suspend all bouts, pending...
Dakarai's algorithm has already made its selection, Siddiqui cut in.
And the last time I checked, current betting activity for this next match was already in the millions of credits. Apparently the galaxy's casinos and high-stakes gamblers have already forgiven us for what happened.
But the Gaming Commission...
They can fine me. Siddiqui raised her coffee cup and drained it. As Dragomir himself said,
I've got more important things to worry about.
An errant realization occurred to her, and she smiled.
And so does he, I think.
They could shut us down completely.
I doubt that very much, a voice said from behind her. And Siddiqui turned to see Vesto Slipher striding into her office.
Slipher, she said, not bothering to hide her surprise. How did you get in here?
As you know, the IBC enjoys yellow card access to the security codes within most of its subsidiaries, the moon said mildly, raising one eyebrow. Surely that's not a point of contention.
Not at all. I just assumed you were leaving us.
She put on a smile.
I'm pleased to see you've changed your mind.
Slipher pursed his lips with distaste. If it were up to me, he said, I would have left already. But my employer has asked me to stay on for a day or two while we get these complications with the Gaming Commission sorted out.
I appreciate their concern.
Believe me, Slipher said, it's not my idea. I don't understand it myself, and I'd hardly choose to remain in this cesspool a moment longer than necessary.
The moon nodded at her desk.
But you seem to have gotten Commissioner Chloris into quite an uproar. The IBC is simply protecting their investment in Cog Hive 7.
Of course.
Siddiqui looked across the bank of holoscreens, taking in the full sweep of Cog Hive 7, a view that she never found boring. The mess hall, the metal shop, the factory floor, all components of some infinite sociological experiment in galactic natural selection. Although she hadn't ventured down among the inmates themselves since the prison had opened, she recognized almost all their faces, and, in some cases, knew their daily routines better than they themselves did.
Now, she said, if you'll excuse me, I've got a meeting with the guards.
So I see.
Slipher looked at the screen, where he could see the guards loitering in the ready room.
Staffing problems?
Simple housekeeping issues, really. Siddiqui tapped a command into the keypad at her desk, initiating remote access to the prison's data center. Glancing over her shoulder, Slipher watched the monitors as the digitized three-dimensional ray tracing of Coghive 7 took shape. Complex arrays of intersecting green and red lines rearranging themselves outside the officer's ready room. Seconds later, there was a distant lurching groan from beyond the walls of her office.
"You're reconfiguring the prison now?"
the moon asked.
"But the next bout isn't scheduled to start for 2 hours.
"Simply changing some details around," Siddiqui said. "It's one of the benefits of our station's modular structure. There's really nothing that can't be rearranged."
"I see.
I'm going down to the ready room." She turned to the droid. "Keep an eye out for my brother."
"Of course."
On second thought, she paused to consider. "Perhaps you'd better join me after all, just to be safe."
"As you prefer."
Without another glance at the screens or the moon, Siddiqui left the office and went down to meet the men.